This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves, should you wish to do so. Otherwise, we'll talk about stuff with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And you can, of course, join us on the phones. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or, if you prefer, and I prefer because it sounds better most of the time, Skype. We've got Skype username LRN.FM. So feel free to reach out in whatever way that that you want. Now, Rich, I know you wanted to talk about Gary Johnson, but it has been like wall-to-wall Gary Johnson on this show. So I'm going to say, at least for the last couple days. So we're going to hold that for maybe a little later on in this particular
edition. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's say if the callers want to hear about Gary Johnson,
absolutely,
they can call up and ask.
They certainly can.
And let's leave it at that.
This
and
is
we
one
can
of the
move
few,
on to your agenda. I'm down.
One of the few talk shows where the callers actually can request something. Like in music radio, when a caller calls in to request a song, usually what you say to the caller is, I'll do my best to get that on for you. And that's a blow-off that sounds like you're going to do something for them, but really all you're telling them is you'll do your best. And, of course, if the program director says you don't play requests, then your best is to do nothing at that point.
Right.
So in music radio, requests are usually total BS. If you ever hear a request show on music radio, I guess I can't say almost always, but in my experience in radio, it's all pre-programmed with the exception of maybe three or so actual slots where the disc jockey has the ability to put a request in. So, but on this show, if you actually want to hear a topic, if you want to hear us discuss a topic, or you want to share your thoughts, you really do just have to call in and bring it up. So join us.
Yeah, I had one of the listeners who moved up here ask me, you know, he'd been living here for a while, and he was like, when do you set up what you're going to talk about on Free Talk Live? And it's like, we don't. You know, we
barely
have no idea. I mean, we have some things we could talk about.
Usually
always,
what we'll do.
Always lined up.
Right.
But we don't, we're not scripted. We have,
It's kind of, the most fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of style of radio, meaning that you came in here minutes before the show started. I wasn't here too long before the show started. And I've got things that I, you know, want to talk about that I sort of collect over the day or so and, you know, put them in some notes. And I asked you real quick, hey, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Yeah.
And that's it.
So why don't I give you a brief position statement on Gary Johnson, and we'll leave it at that. And if any of the readers want to challenge it.
All right.
I'll basically say that I am endorsing Gary Johnson.
He's the Libertarian presidential candidate, by the way.
For president. He is the Libertarian candidate for president. He I believe, is going to come with a David Koch funded super PAC that I think may well get us into the debates, get us enough press
to
be heard.
You are a dreamer.
I am a dreamer. I am a dreamer. That's why I moved to New Hampshire, bro. I mean, somebody once asked me when I was arguing with him, don't you know when to give up? And I said, well, I've been a libertarian activist for over 20 years. What do you think? No, I have no idea when to give up.
I don't know what giving up looks like. I mean, I can't even...
It looks like 99% of your neighbors.
Fair enough. It would be hard to figure out what else to do with my time. Because
well,
I do so much in the activism sphere. Like,
yeah.
What do you do?
To me, it's who I am. I mean, my mother tells me a story about when I was a wee small boy of six, and my brother and I were fighting, and she hears, and he's 2 years older, and she hears him yelling for help. So she comes into the room to find him sitting on my chest, and I'm trying desperately to move, but I can't, and he's yelling for help.
Why?
And that's what my mother wanted to know.
Yeah.
And my brother said, but he won't stop. Every time he got off me, I would come at him again. So he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't move. As long as this conflict continued, I was going to keep him roped into it, you know, all in. It's like, if you're persistent. Going to keep me down, you will have to devote all of your energy to that. So be prepared.
Yes. And of course, we need more people like that involved. You wrote an article about Gary Johnson at freekeen.com in response, I think, to an article that I wrote about the Libertarians nominating Johnson. I'm not so happy about it, but obviously I'll give you that Johnson's the best choice on the ballot for
Absolutely.
The 49 or however many states end up having the Libertarian Party on their ballot.
So will you endorse him despite your differences with him?
Well, I mean, will I endorse him? I'm going to vote for Daryl W. Perry, but ultimately...
You're going to write him in?
No, he's going to be on the ballot in New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's going to be an independent slate of candidates that have already qualified for the New Hampshire ballot, as I understand it, this particular year. So, like in 2008, where I did not vote for Bob Barr, I instead voted for George Phillies, who was listed as a Libertarian on the New Hampshire ballot. I won't. I actually have the chance to vote for somebody besides Gary Johnson.
I guess my only concern about doing that is obviously Gary Johnson is not going to get elected, so there's no concern about splitting the vote in the classic sense of the word. But what I do believe is that when they report nationwide statistics on libertarian votes, that votes cast for Gary Johnson in New Hampshire will probably be counted in the nationwide statistic.
Darryl won't.
And votes for Daryl Perry will not be counted as votes for a libertarian. We can ask them to collate it by party. We can collate it by party ourselves. It's a very simple piece of SQL to do this, but we can't make them publish it that way, and they will want to minimize the libertarian numbers. So I would want to minimize their ability to minimize.
Yeah. At this point, I have no allegiance to the Libertarian Party. I have quit the Libertarian Party as of 2008, and the Libertarian Party has done nothing whatsoever to win my allegiance or support back. I am a member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
Well, do you value the activism that I've done?
Yeah, of course.
I never would have become a libertarian and later an anarchist without the Libertarian Party.
Me neither.
Were the guys who did the outreach.
Me neither.
So you can't say they haven't done anything.
They have done things.
It won't be true.
I didn't say they haven't done anything.
The getting elected thing.
They haven't done anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said they had done nothing to earn your
not since 2008.
Allegiance. Okay. That qualification I didn't catch.
I was a life member, actually, of the Libertarian Party, and I had to call the national organization to specifically withdraw my life membership from the party because I was so disgusted by the direction that the party had gone in, which is to fall away from its principle. But I feel like
they ought to let you resell your lifetime membership.
Yeah, I didn't even. It wasn't something I considered. It was money that was gone, you know, water under the bridge. They obviously spent it at that point. So, you know, if they'd chosen a more principled candidate, I would have actually considered rejoining the Libertarian Party at the national level. But ultimately, I have no, you know, I really just don't care about national politics. It's something that that is not going to matter, especially once we get New Hampshire to secede from the United States.
You see, the thing is, national. To say secession in the same breath with not being involved in national politics is somewhat naive, I think, because if and when one secedes from the Union, I suspect that the federal government will take a great deal of interest in that going on and may well expend a lot of blood and treasure and force us to expend a lot of blood and treasure if we don't do it in a way which is sensitive to local politics. I think the I prefer, rather than thinking, the one thing that I do not like about the New Hampshire independent. Well, let me not say I don't like it about them. Let me say that what I would really like to see, not a state-based, but a national-based pro-secession organization.
I guess there isn't something like that.
No, there isn't, and there should be, because every secessionist in every state has the same interest in we True. Will let you go if you will let us go. We may be Republicans and you may be Democrats and we may hate you, but we can agree that we should be separate from each other.
There has been talk about a national convention of secessionists. Maybe
there
happening,
should be. Yeah, that will happen in New Hampshire.
So I know the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence might be working on something like that. They just announced Carla Garrick as their new president.
Nice.
That is now public information, and she's the former president of the Free State Project, which I think is a good move for her. This is Free Talk Live.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. guns80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. The Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in the way that works best for you. We'd love to hear from you about whatever happens to be on your mind. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state, so stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin has had an incredible last week, rising in price by approximately maybe just under $100. So it went up from like the 440 range to $530. Just within the last 4 days, which is, it's just been a wild ride. It's Ian and Rich in the studio here tonight. And, of course, you can join us as well, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. To answer your question earlier, Rich, I think that I would only endorse Gary Johnson so far as to call him the lesser of the evils. I would not endorse him as a libertarian, because I don't believe that he has the qualifications to be a libertarian based on the things that he has said, which do not in all cases, in some cases, yes, but do not in all cases adhere to the principles of liberty. So, yes, I would give him the endorsement of this is the best choice on most state ballots around the country for people who want to see more freedom in their lifetime. So, yes. Is that good enough?
Yeah. Okay. That's a reasonable answer.
Let's talk to Joe. He's in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe. Joe in California. Going once.
Joe. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Joe. We got you.
Yes, I was wanting to ask about the libertarians infiltrating the Republican or Democrat Party to get on the ballots in their local areas. It was said by one of the debaters that we should put our efforts in local areas and try and grow small, then go big. So would it be fair to say that a libertarian could run as a Republican to try and get views changed?
Yeah, it happens.
Absolutely. We do that in New Hampshire. We run as Democrats, we run as Republicans, and we run as Libertarians. There have been races where there has been a Libertarian Democrat running against a Libertarian Republican. Now,
it's
when
happened,
I say that word Libertarian, I'm meaning Big Tent Libertarian, Party Libertarian or better, which is not the same as Principled Anarchist.
Actually, but we have had a race
we
where
have
there
had
have
a
been
lot of Principled Anarchists be elected to office as well.
But that's because we're in New Hampshire, where a bunch of voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians have actually moved here. They've migrated here, as you and I did, Rich, and they are getting active. In fact, we're about ready this week to enter the political season here in New Hampshire again with state representatives, state senator, governor candidates going to be throwing in their hats just within the next couple of days. And, yeah, people are running within the Democratic and Republican parties. But one of the primary reasons for it, I believe, is because the state of New Hampshire makes it difficult to run as a third party. It's a lot easier to go down. If you want to run for state rep here in New Hampshire, all you got to do is pay $2 as a Republican or Democrat. If, on the other hand, you want to run as a Green Party, Libertarian, or some other independent candidate, you have to get 150 petition signatures from people in the specific district in which you want to run. So that's a lot more work to go and gather 150 signatures, because even if you were to stand downtown in downtown Keene, not everybody you talk to is going to be from your district. You're going to talk to people who are here here shopping from Vermont and Massachusetts, people from other areas of the region as well. And your best way to actually reach the people you want to reach for petitioning would be to go to like a voting, a primary day for a school board or something. Then you'll actually have people who you're talking to that live there. So it's super difficult by comparison compared to just paying $2.
Yeah, and normally I would object to the tactic of taking over somebody else's private organization when they didn't want me to. I would prefer to form my own. That is, I think, the better course. But you know, they, the Republican and Democratic parties, have been engaged in an ongoing criminal conspiracy to disenfranchise the American people by giving them two choices, right, which are under the surface identical. They are in the act of committing treason every single day. They have zero legitimacy. Anything that can be done to harm the Democratic or the Republican Party should be done. They must both be burned down.
Figuratively.
Figuratively, yes.
Yeah.
Well, sorry locally, if I got too excited there.
Go ahead, Joe.
That's fine. You need to preach it.
I am a preacher.
Our job.
There you go. Locally, then, we need to start more grassroots efforts and then go out. Do you think Daryl would start in grassroots effort there in New Hampshire?
Well, yeah, Daryl has already, you're talking about Daryl W. Perry, who is a co-host here on Free Talk Live. He ran for the Libertarian Party's national nomination as presidential candidate. He didn't make it, but he did finish in the top four, and he has run grassroots. He's run a campaign for mayor right here in Keene, New Hampshire. So, yes, he is more than happy to work local politics and get on the ballot locally.
You know, it occurs.
That's what I was wondering, where he won't be discouraged. I mean, he did a great feat to run nationally, and for not being well-known, I think he did fantastic.
I agree, yeah.
But he got it. Maybe he could regroup and do local and then grow from there.
No doubt. I think he will. I think he's going to, you know, probably come back here and take a much needed break, would be my guess. Although knowing Daryl, he's probably just going to keep steamrolling ahead with other activism. But we're looking forward to seeing him back here. He should be back in Keene, New Hampshire sometime this evening. So, Joe, anything else? Go ahead.
Yeah, if I was going to talk about, you were talking about secession. If you had a governor and a state house that did not want to take federal money, could you do more of your local things that way? Because when you take federal money, you're sort of held hostage.
That's right. Yeah, they, it always comes with strings attached.
Now, New Hampshire is a net loser on federal money, right? We pay more in federal taxes than we receive in federal spending.
I heard a rumor recently that that is no longer the case, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
It was true.
It definitely was true.
Joe,
if you did away with their money, so you would not be string tied to the federal government anymore without succession, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's called nullification, which is something that a lot of people who like the idea of secession but are afraid to talk about it will instead talk about. So, you know, the idea of refusing to go along with federal mandates, with federal programs, with the federal handouts. New Hampshire has already a good example of this, where for years New Hampshire has not had an adult seatbelt law. I don't know if it ever has had that. It does not have one now, and has never had one in my recollection. And so they are actually foregoing a federal handout of some amount of millions of dollars because they don't have that law. If they were to pass a seatbelt law, they would get money for their Department of Transportation from the federal government. So if a state government is willing to forego that that cash, then they do have more leeway to have the rules in place, or the lack of rules, that they want. Thanks, Joe, for your call. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The debate challenge is still on the table. Bernie Sanders yet to respond, as I understand it. The challenge is to have Adam Kokesh meet Bernie Sanders. Adam Kokesh is a well-known voluntarist, libertarian, good guy.
Adam rocks.
Yeah, meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, who's also known as Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of this three-hour debate, in which both men have equal time, Roger will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 worth of Bitcoin each.
Praise Bitcoin Jesus.
And you can learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. It's an incredible challenge, and it's a great opportunity to address Bernie's supporters. Because remember, you're not going to change Bernie's mind. When you're having a debate with somebody, it's very rare that the opponent will change their mind on something. It's the people who are watching that benefit from a debate. And so that's who we want to really reach out to, is the millennials, the people that hear the message of all these free handouts, and they just think they can get something for nothing, and kind of bring them back down to earth and share the ideas of liberty with them.
I'll tell you what I'd be really curious to hear Bernie debate is I would love to hear Bernie debate kind of a libertarian socialist who said instead of regulating the heck out of the market, what we should have is a consumption tax and a minimum guaranteed income. And then you can go out and earn whatever you want on top of your minimum guaranteed income, and it's yours. I would like... the reason that would interest me is it would tell me whether Bernie was a socialist because he was concerned about poverty or if he was a socialist because he wanted control.
Control.
You know, that is, and that's why I describe that as libertarian socialism, which I will admit is an oxymoron. It's not true libertarianism, but it's the closest you can get to libertarianism while still being quasi-socialist.
Let's go to the phones, talk to David. He's on the line in Keene on Skype. Hello, David.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I appreciate both y'all's positions on the Libertarian Party situation. I'm just wondering, the choices were, in my opinion, a compromise. And, I don't know. This is what I got to say. Where does the compromising stop? I mean, the situation we have now is the result of so many compromises and stuff like that. And,
yeah. Well, that's politics for you,
right? They sold their souls to the devil by... I mean, if the Libertarian Party isn't libertarian, then they sold out.
Well, so what you're referring to for our listeners maybe just tuning in, this weekend at the Libertarian National Convention in Orlando, the Libertarian delegates, they chose some former Republican governors as their presidential and vice presidential candidates. You and a lot of others are seeing that as a compromise, David, away from principles. And I think that even, Rich, you would admit that it is a compromise in the hopes of gaining more popularity and more votes, right?
It was a compromise for me. I don't know if I'll call it a compromise for the Libertarian Party, because the voice of the Libertarian Party, the question is, where should that come from? And to me... one of the mistakes that anarchists frequently make, or voluntarists frequently make, is they first become libertarians, okay? And then they drift more toward they get more and more extreme as libertarians as they realize more and more problems that can be solved without government.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, once they've eliminated all those problems, all of their objections, because it's like a sales, you have to answer their objections. And once they've eliminated all of the things that they cannot imagine working without government, they reach that level of anarchism. Okay? And that is, to me, the final destination, because that's where I'm at. And I actually have some heterodox ideas on anarchism, which is rather than saying that the world should be ANCAP, I would say that the world should be...
ANCAP as in anarcho-capitalist.
Yes, anarcho-capitalist or voluntarist. Mm-hmm. I say I would like to see the world divided up into very small regions, each of which practiced a different philosophy.
Yeah,
and
competition.
Exactly. And let's try everything. It was irresponsible of Marx to say, hey, I have this new theory as to how we can organize a society, and without doing any testing of it, I'm going to call it scientific socialism and demand that millions of useful idiots go out and impose it on
the whole world
by force,
yeah,
without even saying, and this is what we'll do if it doesn't work out well.
Mm-hmm.
He never even considered the possibility
that he could be wrong,
that his imagination would not work out perfectly. And of course, any scientist knows that all theories are subject to falsification. You have to try them to really know.
So to answer the larger question that David asked, just sort of about compromise and how he seemed frustrated with compromise in general,
right,
throughout politics, and that sort of is the nature of politics.
I'm sorry, I actually got lost there. The point that I was making there is they go from libertarian to anarchist, okay? And to me, anarchists are a perfect subset of libertarians. All anarchists are libertarians, but not all libertarians are anarchists. But then after they get there, they tend to redefine the word libertarian to mean anarchist or to mean voluntarist, to mean right where they are.
For me, it wasn't a redefinition. For me, I always saw a libertarian as someone who rejected completely the idea of aggressive force, which by its nature means you're a voluntarist.
Yeah, see, to
that's
me,
I would say
that a libertarian, being a libertarian starts when you're nearly always opposed to the initiation of force, and it eventually goes to that place where you are completely opposed to it because you realize that life can be lived without initiation of force. But the reason that's important in this context is I would like to have the Libertarian Party represent a large cross-section of people. And, you know, that's...
You should do that because I'm not involved with the National LP anymore. I give up on the idea of having an actual pure Libertarian Party that espouses the ideas of voluntarism and getting rid of the use of aggressive force in our lives. And that's one of the reasons why some of us here in New Hampshire have formed the New Hampshire Liberty Party, so we can actually have candidates who are expressing not just a pro-freedom message, but also a pro-secession or pro-independence message as well, which you don't hear much from the Libertarian Party either.
Yeah, which really, and I think that's, we were talking earlier about a national secession movement. Mm-hmm. I think that the natural form for that to take would be a party
that ran
at the national level, and rather than being like the Libertarian Party, taking a libertarian or libertarian-ish position on things, that they instead just the only platform they have is
secession. Let
the states go if they want to.
You would have to, because there's such a diverse amount of people who want secession. There are people who want to secede from the United States because they want to have a more controlling society. So not everyone who's a secessionist is also a libertarian.
I would say the majority of secessionists are allies because their desire to secede implies their willingness to let us go our way.
That much is true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, whether or not they would allow people within their particular, so let's say, you know, Texas, whether the Texas secessionists would allow a county in Texas to secede from Texas, I don't know. Because some of these secession people are control freaks in a lot of ways. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. When we get a chance, I've been teasing this story for days now. It's always a good idea. Because we've been talking about the Libertarian Party and their national convention and who they selected for president, Gary Johnson, over the last couple of days of the show. So we'll get to the story about the salt fines.
Oh, that is such a delicious looking plate of agarist tacos.
Salt fines. Don't tease the listeners.
I'm sorry.
Rich, it is so rude.
Hey, you're teasing them. If you can tease, I can tease.
Fair enough. You're referring to delicious tacos being cooked right here in Keene, New Hampshire, by some of our wonderful activist brethren, which is awesome.
The Society for Love and Peace.
Yep. We can talk about whatever's on your mind, though. But coming up, the salt fines when we get a chance. First, though, John is on the line in Nevada, and he's on via Skype. Hello, John. You're on with Ian and Rich. Hey there.
Hi, John.
I want to talk about what's really put me off the Johnson Well ticket.
You're off the Johnson, are you?
Yeah, I'm off that ticket. Anyway.
I won't say I'm on the Johnson.
Okay.
I won't even say I'm feeling the Johnson. But go ahead, your turn.
Yeah, something that really bothers me is that really offends me is when someone says something that's good and true, and they don't really mean it. And one thing that Weld likes to say is taxation is theft. Now, this really can't be consistent with his career as a governor, but especially if you go back and look at how he originally made his political bones, it was as a federal prosecutor prosecuting people for money laundering.
Now, isn't it possible, though, that he's changed? I mean, isn't it possible that what he did in the past, maybe he regrets?
Mm-hmm.
Anything's possible, but I would like someone to point me out to a massive come-to-Jesus moment where he said, you know what, I've committed some horrible crimes
as a
federal prosecutor.
Yeah, it would be great if he said, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm repenting.
How long have you been a libertarian,
kind of
sir?
Necessary.
How long have you been a libertarian, sir?
Well, I'd say I've been a libertarian anarchist at least 20 years.
at least
Libertarian
20 years.
A little bit longer than that.
Okay, so quite a while. Yeah, I've been a libertarian for about 24 years. The reason that I ask is that I noted that a lot of the people who were really down on Weld for his the gun control law that he did sign 20 years ago, and that I personally find objectionable, and I think would absolutely be a violation of libertarian principle, but a lot of the people who criticize him for that were not themselves libertarians 20 years ago. So it's almost like if you say that he's not a libertarian because of what he did 20 years ago, then you would have to say that somebody who came to Jesus as a result of the Ron Paul movement also is not a libertarian because they weren't a libertarian 20 years ago. You see where I'm going with that?
I do, but first of all, there's a very big difference in standards for someone who is just an ordinary citizen or ordinary person, and someone who is a prosecutor, because they have a great deal more responsibility to know what they're doing is right or wrong before they throw someone in jail for 40 years, which I assume he did very often, because his second claim to fame as a prosecutor was to go after drug prosecutors, to go after drug traffickers.
So, now, how long ago was this? This was before he was a governor, he was a prosecutor?
Yes, this was back in the late 80s, mid to late 80s.
And that's a lifetime. I mean, that's a lifetime ago. I mean, look, I agree with Rich on this. People can change, and there are people who were prosecutors who are now, you know, members of law enforcement against prohibition. And, of course, I also agree with you, John, in that if he does indeed regret the things he's done, he should say something about it. And maybe he has, and we just don't know that.
Well, he definitely has on some issues. For example, if you read the recent statements that he made to Reason Magazine, which is I'm drawing a blank on his name, Weld, which is Weld responds to his libertarian critics. He says on the gun control measure, which he signed 20 years ago, that absolutely he had done wrong then. Okay. I'm obviously paraphrasing. Yep. And that if he had it to do over again, he would not do the same thing, that he does not believe that he does not now believe that gun control makes Americans safer. So he has definitely apologized for that. He probably will not refer to it as a crime, at least during his time as a libertarian candidate, because remember that even if they're anarchists, they're playing minarchists on TV. And so he is not going to say something that implies that all government is illegitimate.
Taxation is theft. It does exactly that, and he says it quite a bit.
Now,
not
a
necessarily, because let's say that I'm living in Nottingham Forest, okay, and the sheriff of Nottingham is keeping me down, and so I'm breaking into the sheriff of Nottingham's house, and I'm taking the gold, and I'm spending it on things that I want. I'm not giving it to the poor, to heck with the poor. I'm using it to feed my family. Well, I would have to say that that is theft. It is, but I would also say that it is justified. So there are times when you say that something, or when someone can say that something is theft, but it is also justified. I think in the case of taxation, that theft is never justified, because there are better ways to do it. But that's a voluntarist and not a minarchist position. And so I don't want or expect the Libertarian Party to take that position.
John, when you say that he has been saying taxation is theft for a while, how long are we talking about?
I think he's been saying it, like for the last 10 or 15 years, maybe. I mean, he has had another major flirtation with the Libertarian Party in New York.
Yeah, I heard about that back in like 2006. You know, I don't see
the
problem.
It goes back that far.
Are you saying there's something wrong with him saying that? I mean, the more people say that taxation is theft, I think the better.
I am saying it offends me when someone says it but doesn't mean it, and they're merely trying to take advantage of people by saying it. You know,
if he's trying to pander to libertarians, you're saying he's pandering. He doesn't actually believe that. He's just trying to sound like a libertarian.
He doesn't actually believe it. He doesn't believe it.
Why do you say he doesn't believe it?
Because he's in favor of taxes for all of the programs he supports. And it's not difficult to find government programs that he supports. And how are they to be funded?
Well, certainly.
So why could he not say that taxation is theft and sometimes theft is justified? I'm not saying that's a true position, but why could that not be his position?
Yeah, well, let's hear him make that distinction for himself. Sometimes tax is justified. As far as I'm concerned, it's the same kind of pandering that Michelle Bachmann has done in the past. And, you know, and conservatives have been doing this for decades. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh always say, it's your money, you've earned it. But do you actually get to keep it? Well, no. It's not really your money because we have to take some of it from you.
Oh, you got
to
have a military.
Same kind of conservative joke that's been passed around, for decades.
All right.
So do you say the conservatives are wrong when they say that? I guess that's what bothers me is when I'm looking at a public figure, especially a politician, you know, what I'm doing is I'm saying is what he is saying false. I don't expect politicians to necessarily name their exact positions. I think that politicians in general should say, this is what I think we should do in the next 4 years, rather than this is what I think the ideal society should look like. Because that way, when you compare them with the Democrats and Republicans, you're comparing apples to apples. You're not comparing one person's utopia to somebody else's four-year plan.
Well, you know, if Weld really believes that taxation is theft, then I don't think there's any way for him to say that he didn't collaborate in kidnapping people back in the 80s unjustly. And he really needs to make an explanation for, you know, that he has had a come to Jesus moment and his Justice Department won't be doing that in the future.
John, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE allows you to join us toll-free and bring up whatever is on your mind. We've also got Skype. That's where John was just connecting. Sounded great. Like he was here in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm, and we're going to continue the discussion on whatever you want to talk about. Also, on the way, the salt finds. Not to be confused with salt mines, but the salt finds in New York City, where if you are a restaurateur and you don't put the new salt labeling on your menu, you could be facing fines. I'll tell you more about it on the way on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.